Governor Larry Hogan has ordered universal testing of staff and residents at nursing homes across the state. The move follows revelations this week that nearly half of all COVID-19 deaths in Maryland were patients at nursing homes. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
At one nursing home in Mount Airy in Carroll County, there have been 124 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 29 deaths. A nursing home in La Plata in southern Maryland has had 129 cases and 33 deaths. In northwest Baltimore, one nursing home has seen 220 cases and 10 deaths.
Targeting and containing these outbreaks and clusters is critically important to our state's recovery efforts.
Yesterday, Hogan signed an executive order requiring these and other nursing homes and long-term care facilities to step up their efforts to mitigate outbreaks.
I've issued an executive order requiring universal testing of all residents and staff at all Maryland nursing homes, regardless of whether they are symptomatic or not.
Hogan said the state will prioritize for testing those nursing homes where the threat of an outbreak is imminent.
In addition, the executive order requires nursing homes to have a physician, nurse practitioner, physician's assistant, or registered nurse evaluate all residents on a daily basis.
The governor warned that the increase in testing is likely to result in a significant increase in the number of cases among both staff and residents.
And we are requiring all these facilities to develop emergency surge staffing plans to ensure continuity of care in the event of an outbreak.
Earlier this month, Hogan announced the creation of what he called strike teams to identify people who have the virus, triage residents and determine what supplies a nursing home needs, and provide on-site medical care to keep residents out of hospitals. Yesterday, Hogan announced a new addition to these strike teams.
We are also supplementing our strike teams with newly created bridge teams, which will provide emergency clinical staffing to nursing homes that are experiencing a crisis. Each bridge team is composed of a registered nurse and 5 to 7 aides.
The executive order also mandates compliance with the strike teams, which Hogan said has been a bit of a problem.
We are increasingly concerned and quite frankly outraged that a few operators are not complying with directives from the state.
To ensure compliance, Hogan appointed Colonel Eric Alelli, who is now the state surgeon of the Maryland National Guard, to serve as a compliance officer. Disobeying the governor's executive order is a misdemeanor, and it can carry a sentence of up to a year in jail, a fine of up to $5,000, or both. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.